there's a possible new culprit in the spectacular meltdown of energy trading firm Enron. A Senate panel charges the company's bankruptcy can be blamed on Enron's board of directors. The Senate report alleges board members knew there were deals done off the books, but that they failed to act to prevent the company's collapse. The former board members dispute this and call the charge unfair. It's unclear how much Enron's board members knew, or even if they were savvy enough to understand Enron's complicated accounting practices. The profession of accounting is now coming in for increased scrutiny. From corporate boards to college students, changes are in the works for the way accounting is practiced and taught.
Welcome, everybody, to Modeling Business Processes for Accounting Information Systems. We find ourselves at an interesting time.
It's the first day of summer school at American University in Washington, D.C. Accounting professor James Malik is taking advantage of the financial headlines to drive his lessons home.
What we've seen here is that in many situations, very smart, very intelligent people have overridden the controls of the company to achieve the results that they want. And oftentimes, they intimidate the people who work for them, so people are afraid, fear of the loss of their jobs or some adverse impact on their careers. So what is really key is understanding that all the internal controls in the world are meaningless unless they are applied equally throughout the organization, and in particular at the chief executive and top operating officers.
And every company's chief executive and operating officers are accountable to their board of directors through the board's audit committees. The audit committees are supposed to thoroughly review company books, but what happens when directors or audit committees just aren't knowledgeable enough to challenge the numbers provided by company managers? That's where outside advisors come in, like Chicago accountant Barry Epstein.
Members of the audit committees of boards of directors have not, in the past, had sufficient financial literacy, have not been trained, in other words, have not been given the tools to do the job that they're now being expected to do.
Epstein teaches a four-part financial literacy course for company directors, specifically designed for audit committees.
Well, you know, in the past, serving on a board of directors was often a honorarium situation. Very often they had celebrities, retired corporate executives, retired generals. There simply wasn't that level of attention paid. Also, business has become much more complicated. Most of the people who serve on boards just had no experience in their past with anything like that, so they just didn't know what to look for.
So to avoid financial disaster, the New York Stock Exchange is examining a proposal that suggests corporate boards get their own outside legal and accounting advice. Epstein says investors would do well to look carefully for companies whose directors have sought this kind of financial help rather than celebrity star power.
The real concern here is not with the handful, relatively speaking, of companies that have had financial reporting frauds, or not with the handful of failed audits by outside accountants. The real concern is with the 14,000 other companies that have not had fraud, but who have board members who have not yet begun to do the job they need to do to prevent frauds from occurring in the future.
And in a further effort to prevent corporate fraud, the Senate is scheduled to open debate tomorrow on legislation that more tightly regulates corporate accounting rules.